America is at a crossroad. Never before have we stumbled so spectacularly on the world stage as we have in recent years. The pandemic has brought many of our biggest issues to light. Homelessness and the mental health crisis have reached epidemic levels. Freedom of speech is under threat. Politics has never been more toxic, and corporate greed has reached heartbreaking levels. The climate crisis has brought a dramatic increase in natural disasters. Meanwhile, we stand on the threshold of artificial intelligence, which could serve as the best tool to help us deal with many of these challenges if we can keep the power out of the hands of a few. How do we deal with these many issues? By speaking radically, honestly about these challenges and their solutions. By becoming more enlightened to the facts and raising human consciousness, we can use this unprecedented moment in human history to create the most extraordinary advancement in our collective experience. I'm host Shaman Isis. Welcome to Citizen Journalist.
Hi, y'all. It's Cynthia Leslie here with Blissful Living, and today we are going to talk about spiritual bypassing, which probably sounds a little bit odd, but you probably felt that way when you did get bypassed, because we have all been spiritually bypassed. That is, let's see if I can say this right. Spiritual bypassing describes a tendency to use spiritual explanations to avoid complex psychological issues. So, for example, if someone has a death in the family, you will hear a lot of spiritual bypassing going on at the funeral. I mean, it's just crazy. And I know I've had it. People said it to me. I know I've done it here on Blissful Living. I share my personal experiences and observations. But if I ever talk about mistakes, I can guarantee you I've made almost all of them. So it's no judgment. But the one thing we can learn with spiritual bypassing is when we are the person doing it, we can learn from that. And when we're the person experiencing it, we can learn from that about ourselves. You know, a lot of times if you're spiritually bypassing someone when they want to talk about something complex or traumatic, it's because of something in yourself that's not healed and your discomfort with it. Because the reality is, if you're a spiritual being and you're present with someone while they're dealing with someone, something, you won't give them a platitude, because that platitudes are for people who aren't really listening or don't really want to talk about something. And we'll talk a little bit more about what those are in just a minute. But you know, it's a defense mechanism. It's a way of scooting conversation on. It's certainly a way to avoid talking about things that are uncomfortable. And a lot, you know, and I'm from Gen X. When I was growing up, we didn't talk about anything. And I mean anything. I mean, there could be some seriously tough behavior going on with the adults, and everybody would all just pretend that it was completely normal, because we didn't talk about psychological issues. We didn't talk about addiction. We didn't talk about therapy or mental health at all. And it's Mental Health Awareness Month, so this is probably a good time to talk about all of this. Anyway, today we're going to talk about the signs, the symptoms, you know, why, how you can catch it, what you can do about it, because spirituality is a hot topic. I'm very happy, after 30 years of studying spirituality, I'm very happy to say that it's actually popular, and a lot of people are pursuing it, because, you know, in this life, we have so little now to help us have structure and help us learn how to live a good life, that people are pursuing spirituality in place of the things that we were taught used to really matter, like the American dream, which basically got my generation into nothing but a bunch of debt and unhappiness. We're now trying to pursue the things that we love. And so many of us are trying to grow ourselves as individuals. So spirituality is hot stuff. And because of that, you're going to be experiencing a lot more spiritual bypassing. And if you're spiritual, you're doing it to somebody. It's just part of being human. Anyway, some of the signs of spiritual bypassing, anger is one of them. On both ends, you might feel a jolt of anger when you hear someone say something that's traumatic or complex, and you're like, don't want to go there. But also, if you get spiritual bypass when you really need to talk about something, not only do you not get a chance to resolve it, But, you know, it can be really disappointing and annoying when you finally open up and you speak to somebody about something and they just completely ignore you. I mean, I know that when I finally came out with my personal story after never speaking about 9/11 and being the publicist for the World Trade Center during 9/11 and growing up in an orphanage, I actually expected people to say, congratulations, Cindy, for finally coming out of your shell. But honestly, almost no one that has ever known me even responded or said anything at all. And that may be just because I spent so much of my time cultivating such a specific image, they were dumbfounded into speechlessness. But I think, you know, people are so busy worrying about their own lives that they're just not really that worried about yours. And, you know, sometimes when you speak your truth, other people just don't want to hear it because it sets off things in themselves. Anyway, some other signs. Superiority is a big one. I mean, I think most of us have experienced this, not only from ourselves. I know when I was having my spiritual awakening and I realized that I was in the middle of a full-blown spiritual awakening, I actually got kind of superior about, you know, oh, look what I'm learning here. I'm breaking myself down. I'm actually, you know, growing as a person. Look at me. You know, we're just taught that in humanity teaches humans that everything has to have layers and levels and scoring and some winners and losers and trophies and ribbons. And it's just, you know what, the length of your life is basically the prize that you get for getting yourself into a great place. And obviously the types of experiences and people that you have around you are a wonderful benefit, but, so anyway, spiritual bypassing can be a great example of this. Is meditation and prayer is almost always seen as a positive thing, and that it has to be, you know, always something that's just uplifting. And no, sometimes meditation can be quite painful or shocking or depressing because you're healing and you're rooting things up in yourself, and that's great. That's always progress. Whenever something is changing, it means that we're processing something. It means that something is moving forward, which is a wonderful thing. Another sign of spiritual bypassing is that somebody says something to the effect of a silver lining. So that's going on because of this outcome that you're going to get, and basically dismisses whatever it was you wanted to talk about and says, oh, look to the future, which is a great way to shut conversation down. But sometimes in spirituality, we ideal, and the wellness community is very guilty of doing this. And I am a human, I'm in the wellness community, and I host a spiritual show. So obviously I know all about being idealistic about spirituality. You know, we like I said, we like to turn everything into a contest. So I think there's a level of detachment that comes along with the spiritual world that allows you to put up these kind of fences with people and be detached and throw out a quick phrase to shut a conversation down and move it along. But if that's happening and you're doing it, that is a sign that it's something that you need to think about and see, why am I doing this? Why am I so uncomfortable with this conversation? Anyway, spiritual bypassing encourages ignoring the present to focus on the future. And that's what I meant by that silver lining, you know, oh, it's in God's plan, you know, which that's a whole other show in and of itself. Anyway, and there's, you know, overly optimistic, you know, is overcoming our problems with optimism, which is, you know, there's a certain truth to that, but you're telling people that they can rise above their emotions does not help a person process their emotions. And it doesn't help you process your emotions. I found myself, you know, cheerleading myself through something that I actually had to learn something from recently. And I had to put the pom-poms down and have a good cry over it, because that's how you get things out of your body. That's why it's sometimes painful when you're crying, because that energy that is that time, you know, that spot in your body where you've held that belief or that expectation or whatever it is that's unrealistic forces its way up and out, and sometimes gets caught in your throat, which might be why your throat chakra gets caught, stopped up sometimes. But when it comes out, with it comes the emotion that's been attached to it. And that can sometimes mean crying, you know, or any number of things. We can't always just rise above our emotions and to solve, you know, that doesn't necessarily solve somebody's serious psychological issues. So some examples of spiritual bypassing that that can help you understand it a little bit better. The platitudes when someone dies, you know, that is the most obvious and the one that we all experience. If you've ever been to a funeral, you hear them just zinging around the room. And I know everybody else is probably like me. One of the reasons I never told anybody about 9/11 was because I didn't want to hear people say things like, "I'm so sorry," as if they could have done anything about me being the publicist or me foreseeing it before it happened. If you have ever been with a person or a woman, let's just say a woman, because I see it happen a lot with women, and she's expressing her emotions about something that's really bothering her, and people tell her to stop being negative. And it's like she might be really processing something and need to speak to somebody, and we're telling her to stop being negative, which is, you know, not the healthiest response. Another example of this is excusing someone's lack of boundaries, because, like, this happens a lot in families. There might be a relative who is very presumptuous or special. You know, perhaps they've been really successful in life, and everybody in the family will dance around some lack of boundaries that they have simply because they don't want to rock the boat. And that ends up letting a toxic person get away with whatever they want to repeatedly. And they don't learn anything from that. And the family becomes miserable. You know, the other one too, that I see a lot is it. So, and I experienced this when I dealt with discrimination when I was pregnant. I was in a very high position at a fashion house, and I was during my pregnancy too, but I had had my son and was getting attacked by someone over the fact that they wanted me to make different choices. But my point is, when I tried to express what was happening to anybody, and I did, they wanted to shut that conversation down with, just be positive about it. And it's like, this man was attacking me in my life. He came after me in a very serious way, cost me a fortune, you know, caused a lot of serious, serious negativity and consequences in my life that I did not handle well. And I spun out of control, alcohol, drugs, all the getting arrested, you know, really my whole life up pretty badly, which is all a part of my story. That's how I ended up eventually getting to this place. We all have these stories if we've dealt with traumatic events. My point is that when I tried to speak to anybody about this discrimination, it was dismissed as be positive. Think positive about it. Like, that was going to make this man stop attacking me. And the repercussions for some of the things that he did have lasted for years and will probably last for more years because of how severe some of it was. But, you know, the point is that we have to ask ourselves, when somebody is trying to talk about something, it's very important that we stay in positive and that we don't obsess about the past. But it's also very important to use your discernment to be present and understand whether or not that person really needs to speak, whether they really need to heal, or whether or not they're just bitching. Because there is a difference. And if you're there and you're really listening and you're in your evolved self, you'll know the difference and feel the difference. And if you're not willing to listen, then you have to ask yourself if you're in service, if you've let go of the ego yet, you know, because there's just some things that it brings to light. Anyway, recognizing spiritual bypassing is not that hard. There's a lot of phrases that are used, like everything happens for a reason. I mean, I know we all, I'm guilty of saying it too, but when I hear it, especially in a funeral, I just go, because people really don't want to hear that. You create your own happiness. That's a big one in the wellness community. And yes, there's truth to that, but a lot of people are dealing with complex life situations that put them in a situation with a certain set of tools that you can't even begin to understand if you're approaching their experiences from your own. You know, if you're limiting everything to the way you would see it or do it. It was a blessing in disguise. Oh, don't we love it when this, and these are coming from Very Well and Good, if you're wondering. I also hear people say, "Oh, high frequency folks only, I only chill with high frequency people." And it's like, whoop, then are we doing any service? Because if we're only chilling with high frequency folks, can't be doing a lot of service, which is me I'm spiritually bypassing them for bypassing. Anyway, thoughts and prayers. That's one that the politicians will do. And I think they to some degree stop because they started to realize that it had just been beaten to death. I mean, they've been saying that now for a good 10 years. Anyway, so what are some of the causes of spiritual bypassing? Excuse me, I want to have a drink. These are so good. I know it's a weakness of mine, but these Celsiuses, oh, the green tea. Oh, it's so good. Anyway, spiritual bypassing acts as a form of defense mechanism. It allows us to avoid things that make us uncomfortable, like, traumatic events, life events, those negative experiences that life offers us as learning experiences. The wellness culture has this real problem with toxic positivity that I've noticed. They eat a permanent optimism is probably a better way of saying it. But telling people to just, positive it out isn't helping somebody who needs to heal at all. And it can come across as very dismissive when you're on the receiving end of that. We also live in a very individualistic culture that promotes self-actualization. And I noticed that it's an easy way for people not to help other people. Is by focusing on the self-actualization. And if they can't do it for themselves, and it's like, sometimes people just need a little help to get over a hump. The impacts of it means that the person who got spiritually bypassed isn't dealing with something that's quite serious. That usually leads to anxiety and distress. And it can lead to really, really bad places if you know somebody who hasn't actually got the chance to express themselves. I mean, some of the things that I know I discussed when I first went through my dark night of the soul, started to become honest about my experiences. I mean, I've been stalked. I've had people try to kidnap me. I faced off with butcher knives. There were a lot of things. And thank God for one of my best friends, because they listened to me talk about everything that I experienced and never got impatient, never got sick of it, never got annoyed, nothing. And I feel so fortunate to have had that outlet to listen to me, who had an endless level of patience. And I believe this person was actually brought into my life to be there for when the dark night of the soul happened and when I finally opened up and started to talk about everything that happened. And some people don't have that person. Sometimes the impacts of toxic positivity, spiritual bypassing, can be an allegiance to a leader with absolutely no questions being asked. And, as a psychic, I've pointed out many times over the years my concerns with certain personality types. There was a big yoga master who creeped me out. And I tried to tell so many people that I was very concerned about his energy and that he came across to me as somebody who was victimizing people. And no one wanted to talk about it. No one wanted to listen until it became popular. And that man ended up getting in a lot of trouble for what he was doing. I'm not trying to be superior, but if you are a spiritual person and you're in touch with your psychic self, which is a tool we all have, you will know what I'm talking about. When you talk about uncomfortable things, a lot of people will not listen to you. So you just have to have the willpower and the self-esteem to keep moving forward when people ignore you and find somebody who will listen if you need to deal with something. But as a spiritual person, if you hear somebody, they may not have anybody to talk to. So be that person. It creates emotional confusion for the person who's not being listened to. Spiritual narcissism is a real problem. I saw it growing up. I grew up, I'm originally from the South, as you probably noticed. I'm from Tennessee originally. Actually, I was born in Germany and raised in Tennessee, but I've lived all over now. I saw a lot of spiritual narcissism when I was young, the superiority, the weird perfect kind of thing. And it can be really off-putting to a lot of people, but it doesn't turn people on to spirituality. And I don't want to confuse spirituality and religion, because they are two completely different things. Organized religion is about money and paying for big buildings, apparently. Spirituality is about care, self-care of the soul, the heart, soul, mind. anyway, this can be, spiritual bypassing can be very dismissive of other people's emotions and need to talk. And, you know, that leads to a lot of negative things. But a lot of people use spiritual bypassing to gaslight. So watch out for those types of things. And if you're experiencing them, then maybe it's time to sit down and have a serious conversation about narcissistic tendencies. Anyway, spiritual bypassing hampers everyone's growth, because if you're doing it, you're not growing in the situation that you were clearly presented with to learn from somebody else's pain. And the person who's there isn't getting the fulfillment that they need in having the opportunity to deal with somebody who can actually give them an answer that makes more sense. So some methods for dealing with spiritual bypassing yourself. Remember that negative thoughts and feelings serve a purpose, that we can learn from anything if we see it as an opportunity. And when it's negative, you're not often given money more. I mean, that is usually your only crutch to deal with it, is seeing it as an opportunity for change that is positive. Uncomfortable feelings are a sign that there's something wrong and something needs to change. I think we're often taught not to pay attention to our intuitive side. And I know, you know, from personal experience with being psychic, I have repeatedly expressed my intuition about something and had it dismissed, only to have people say, oops, sorry, later. And it was like, wow, that was actually an opportunity to change something. I was seeing an opportunity to change something, but I couldn't get anyone to hear me. So those are all, you know, experiences that you can turn into learning opportunities for yourself. If you find yourself spiritually bypassing, maybe do a long meditation, work through, the whole mind-body landscape, figuring out where perhaps you're being bothered by something. Do a good meditation, something that's at least 10 minutes so that you can root out whatever is at the core of your upset. And anyway, those are some tips for dealing with spiritual bypassing. And if someone's doing it to you, if it's the appropriate time, have that conversation with them, and just let them know that you'd love just a sincere, honest, expression from them. If they're not really capable, whatever, you have to talk it out with that person. If they're not capable of listening or not in the place for that, is it something that's permanent or just something that's temporary? I have a tendency to be very direct with everything, which can be really off-putting if you're on the receiving end of it. But I'm also accustomed to hearing very direct things, and not everybody's that way, and that's okay. We shouldn't all be exactly alike. Anyway, I hope you guys are having a beautiful, beautiful week so far. I'm having a ball making blissful living. If you love spiritual art, if you are interested in changing your life, if you want to stay in touch and find out about my next class, or do one-on-one coaching with the Masterpiece Method, which is my method for transforming your mind, body, spirit, so that you can have the life of your dreams. Not only know your life's purpose, but manifest the life of your dreams. Please check out CynthiaLeslie.com, where you can get in touch with me. You can check out my spiritual art, read some of the blogs, watch Blissful Living's other episodes, and just generally catch up on the art of spirituality. I hope you guys are having a great day, and I will. I'll see you around. And thanks for listening. Please like, share, and comment on the video below. I appreciate it. Bye.
America is at a crossroad. Never before have we stumbled so spectacularly on the world stage as we have in recent years. The pandemic has brought many of our biggest issues to light. Homelessness and the mental health crisis have reached epidemic levels. Freedom of speech is under threat. Politics has never been more toxic, and corporate greed has reached heartbreaking levels. The climate crisis has brought a dramatic increase in natural disasters. Meanwhile, we stand on the threshold of artificial intelligence, which could serve as the best tool to help us deal with many of these challenges if we can keep the power out of the hands of a few. How do we deal with these many issues? By speaking radically, honestly about these challenges and their solutions. By becoming more enlightened to the facts and raising human consciousness, we can use this unprecedented moment in human history to create the most extraordinary advancement in our collective experience. I'm host Shaman Isis. Welcome to Citizen Journalist.